and to appreciate what we don't have anymore. That is to take something not in front of you, something abstract, and to be able to use one's ability to be able to create the picture of what once was, and to contrast it with what is today. He says with Nissen, that, he says, when you learn a piece of Gemara, the Gemara is here, you read the Gemara. When you want to know what the Gemara means, you read Rashi. Along comes Tosfos, and Tosfos, really, what Tosfos does, he tells you there's another Gemara somewhere else, who says something different. And according to that, there's a kasha on this sugya. How do we understand, reconcile the two sugyas? Tosfos takes something off the daf, takes something which is not in front of you, and asks the kasha something that is. Says with Nissen, in order for a child's mind to be, for a child to be old enough to be able to miss Abalon Yushalayim, he has to be old enough that he's able to fathom a Tosfos. Tosfos is when you're able to fathom Tosfos, it's because you're able to relate to a sugya that's not in front of you, that you're not learning at the moment, and to be able to bring it down to the sukkah that you are learning, to be able to compare the two and to be able to appreciate it. So when the mind is old enough, child, the age of 11, 12, maybe 10, a very mature child, at that age, a person has reached the age that is your daily abba. When the child stops saying, oh, great, I'm going to be able to drink all the grape juice this Matzoi Shabbos, when the child, then you know the child is ready, that is of the age that they're not over here. So the Mogen Avraham says, only at that age, but before that age, there's no takona that they shouldn't eat meat or drink wine at all. So says the Mogen Avraham. Now the question is the following. As far as Gedolim are concerned, as far as we're concerned, what's more strict? The din of not washing and not cutting hair, or the din of not eating meat and not drinking wine? So we have a look at Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch paskens that the din of not washing and not shaving only applies to Shavuot Shacholbei. The din of the Shulchan Aruch, Minig of Sfardim, is only Shavuot Shacholbei. Whereas, if you have a look at the din of eating meat and drinking wine, the Shulchan Aruch brings it as well. Yesh Noagim, Shaloi Lechol Bosa V'loi Lishtos Yayin, B'Shabbos Zu, some have the Minig only not to eat meat and drink wine after Shabbos Chazoin. But, he says, V'yesh Moisifin, Mirosh Chodesh Ad HaTanis. So the Mechaba himself brings the din of the 9 days. And if you speak to Sephardim, you'll find the minhag is that they don't eat meat or drink wine the whole of the 9 days. But the Mechaba hasn't finished yet. V'yesh Moisifin, Miyud Zayin B'Tamuz. Three opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch isn't Machriya. But it's quite clear that in the Shulchan Aruch, the din of not eating meat and drinking wine is a more strict din, is taken more strictly by the Shulchan Aruch than it is the din of Kibbutz. According to the Mogen Avraham, though, the trouble is, it turns out for Ketanim, exactly the opposite. The Mogen Avraham says that Ketanim are not allowed to wear fresh clothes or have a haircut during Shavuot Shacholbei, but, says the Mogen Avraham, they're allowed to eat meat and drink wine until they reach the age of Delis Abana Yushalayim. Whereas the din of not wearing freshly washed clothes applies even before that age. So when the age of 6 or so, they already can't wear freshly washed clothes. So there seems to be in the Mogen Avraham, the din that the Mogen Avraham passes for Ketanim seems to go in the opposite direction of the din that he's passing for Gedolim. Is that clear?
It did say not wearing fresh clothes, it doesn't say to wash clothes. It's a bit different.
Oh. I'm pleased you brought that up. The Shulchan Aruch just says that you can't wash clothes. But synonymous with not washing clothes, you see, nowadays, we have a wardrobe full of clothes. You've got a choice of this, that, and the other. Once upon a time, if you couldn't wash the clothes,
then you can't wash clothes, but you can wear fresh.
Correct. But if you didn't wash clothes, so then, that was the clothes they had. That's what you wore. If you can't wash them, then there were no clean clothes to be worn. That's the din. The two are synonymous, one with the other. And similarly, if you have to, you have to. If you have two lots of garments. But the din of not washing, wearing freshly washed clothes and not washing are synonymous one with the other. In principle, you can get round it by having clothes that you've worn since they were last laundered. That you can do. But in principle, the fact that you can't wash means that you can't wear freshly washed clothes. Therefore, those dinim are together.
Yontif not to wear fresh clothes, even then?
Absolutely, absolutely. So you wash them before Yontif. So you wash them before Yontif. The din over here is saying that otherwise there's no Admas Nefesh, number one. There's no Chinuch, number two. What's being said over here? Admas Nefesh is only when we see our children, not Admas Nefesh because they've got 17 changes of clothing, so there's enough every time for half a day they can change over again and they've got plenty to wear. The Admas Nefesh is not for the housewife what she's going to have to wash afterwards. The Admas Nefesh is seeing the children that they're not well turned out. That's what the Admas Nefesh is. So the question is, why the Mogen Avraham one way and then the other seems to go in the opposite way for Ketanim? The Eli Rabba and the Dogma of Ovah disagree and they say children cannot eat meat and drink wine right through the 9 days. The din applies to children just the same as it does to adults. There's no difference between the two. If so, why can the child drink the wine of Havdalah? Only because it's the Tzorach Mitzvah, they say. Because it's a mitzvah, the Chazal will make it when otherwise the child would have to observe the dinim of Avelus as is. Probably the answer to the question of the Mogen Avraham is that midina de Gemara, strictly speaking, me'ikah din, the issa of eating meat and drinking wine from the Gemara is only sudam afsekas. The minig has been extended. But, strictly speaking, midina de Gemara, the issa of eating meat and drinking wine is only sudam afsekas. Whereas the din of kippus and tisporas, midina de Gemara is already shavur shechobay. In principle, the din of kippus and tisporas is more strict. But our minhag is that we make the din, that the din is more, the minhag is to extend bos of the yayin, even amongst Sfadin, even more chomor. Why is that? How does it work? How can there be a case that the Mogen Avraham will say that you're allowed to wash children's clothes because even though, you're not allowed to wash children's clothes during Shavuot Shacholvoy because there's a mitzvah of chinuch. Why is there a mitzvah of chinuch when it comes to washing clothes, whereas there's no mitzvah of chinuch when it comes to eating meat and drinking wine? How do you reconcile the two internally in the Mogen Avraham? The chayra of the teretz is the following. An ovah, and this is a question really which we should stop and ask ourselves, what defines the halochas of the 9 days, which is why the title of today's shir was what it was. What is the dinim of the 9 days? An ovel is not just allowed to eat meat and drink wine, but the Gemara says, in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, that's what wine was created for. Wine was created to be menachem the ovel. One of the reasons mentioned in the Gemara is, that's what wine was there for. Wine was there to be menachem the ovel. So if so, why aren't we allowed to eat meat and drink wine if we're availing? How does it fit? What did Chazal give us? The set of dinim of the 9 days, what are they? On the one hand, we feel that this concept of Avelus of Yerushalayim. On the other hand, the dinim, the extra dinim that are added. The answer is, if you look at the halachas, you go through it, you see that it's a hybrid. There's two things. On the one hand, there's a din where we are like Avelim, and this is the Avelus of Yerushalayim. On the other hand, that refers to all the din of not washing, of not shaving, of not washing our clothes, of not listening to music, of not having chasnas. All of that fits into that category. When it comes to eating meat and drinking wine, the idea is not that we should go without food. There's plenty of food. Fish and is more is in the Gemara is more expensive than meat. So what is it? It's a sensitivity to the korbonus and to the nesachim in the Beis Hamikdash. Since this is the meat that we used to bring as korbonus, since this is the wine that we used to pour as the nesachim to go with the korbonus, so how can we bring ourselves to eat meat and drink wine in a time that, so to speak, we're putting salt, we're rubbing salt into wounds that we're sorely lacking the meat and the wine of the Beis HaMikdash. So there's two aspects to it. One is the din of Avelus, that's the Avelus to Rabbim, says the Mogen Avraham, which is extended to Ketanim. And the other part of it is the concept of focusing on Lis Abel al Yerushalayim, to train a child that he should go through the physical rigmarole of keeping the dinim, even though he's not quite ready for it, and his mind isn't ready for it. That's like the din of chinuch, the Chol HaTorah Kula. Chol HaTorah Kula, we train a child to eat matzah, to shake the lulav and esrog, all the mitzvahs that we do. Here, this is another one of the dinim, lis abel, not to wear freshly washed clothes, and not to have a haircut. But when it comes to the concept of not eating meat and drinking wine, that is a din in being able to focus, so to speak, by refraining from meat and wine. Chazal wanted the pennies to drop. Chazal wanted us to say, why aren't we eating meat and drinking wine? Because we're focusing throughout the 9 days on the loss that's in front of us. For a child who hasn't reached the age, the maturity, Yodelis Abel al Yerushalayim, according to the poskim, something like 11 or 12, the child isn't able to understand it. It's pointless, says the Mogen Avraham, in refraining them from eating meat and drinking wine. Others disagree. La halacha lemaisa, we don't paskin like the Mogen Avraham. We paskin, as we know, the minhag is that the children, we train them as well not to eat meat and drink wine. When will the penny drop? When they're old enough. But at the moment, they go through the rigmarole. But the Mogen Avraham says, no, it's two dinim. One is a din in Avelus, and the other one is a din in focusing our minds on the Churban. I'll mention one point, and that is that we say an amazing thing in our tefillahs. If you go through and you think a little bit, first of all, you see there are about 9 or 10, in our little Shemoneh Esrei, there are about 9 or 10 brochas that relate to the Churban directly. More than half of the brochas relate. You go through them, you'll see, one by one. The very first brocha, who made you go, straight away, before you get any further, directly relates to the Churban. But towards the end of Shemoneh Esrei, Es Tzemach Dovid Avtecha Omer Satzmiach, we say it at Ki Lishuoscha Kivinu Kol Hayom. Not good enough to say Ki Lishuoscha Kivinu Kol Yom. Kol Hayom. All the day. We don't take our minds off waiting. No, where's the Gula? Where's the Gula? This is what Chazal, there's nothing there superfluous, and nothing there just the way it turned out. It's all very, very carefully thought out. Every single letter in our Shemoneh Esrei, written by the Knesset HaGdolah, they wrote very, very carefully how to exactly what we should say. Ki lishuascha kivinu kol hayoim. We can't do it all year, maybe. Those are great people, all year, that's the way. They lived the Churban, they lived the Golus, they lived waiting for the Geula. But we, at least during the 9 days, when we're not eating meat and we're not drinking wine, stop and focus and say, the reason is because the Beis HaMikdash that we didn't have, this is what we would have brought. We would have brought some meat, we would have been able to pour the wine. I want to make a little just to finish off, because I don't want to go over time, in 1 minute, just say to you the following, in a way that maybe will help. And that's the following. Tisha B'Av is very difficult for us. I think difficult to focus. Those people who went through the Holocaust, those people who remember those who went through the Holocaust, then it seems a bit easier. But the truth of the matter is that Tisha B'Av is not about the Holocaust directly. It's not about the physical suffering. The physical suffering is because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. It's the other way around. We suffer in Golus because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. But because we didn't realize it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a little wake-up call to wake us up and realize, no, everything isn't fantastic in Golus. But the Tzorah is even today, for Hashem, today we're sitting in a room together, sitting and learning, nobody's persecuting us, our lives, we don't feel as if we're threatened. Pochas Yosa, more or less, we feel we have what we need. Things are a bit tight in the recession, but apart from that, Baruch Hashem, we have what we need. So how do we relate to Tisha B'Av? We relate to Tisha B'Av that ki hi beis chayenu, our lives are in principle spiritual lives. Im ein kemach ein Torah. But that's all. Our lives are supposed to be focused and predominantly filled with our ability to focus and learn Torah and to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Today, if you think how disturbed we are as simple people, how distracted we are by our lives, by daily lives. I can tell you, even as a Rav, where the Kehillah says, go and sit and learn, and we'll look after your finances. Just the basic daily things that need to be sorted out, the number of disturbances that they are, from being able to focus on what is Kiheim Chayenu Baruch Yomeinu. This is what the Churban is, how far removed we are from what would have been the Zman Shisrael Oisim Yitzayim Shalomokim, the Malach Tuchon Nasas El Edei Acherim, when we can focus on Torah Mitzvahs only, without the Tzoros and the Akvas Nefesh and the worries and the concerns that all of us have. This is the focus on Tisha B'Av. The Churban is us. I'll say especially, start the day the Torah way, and I'll finish off with this, that here, you come along and make this Mesirat Nefesh to be able to come and to learn. Start your day this way. This is something you'll appreciate. You have shown that this is Kiheim Chayeinu Baruch Yomeinu, and this is what you want. Kolam Yisabel Yerushalayim Zoicha V'Roya B'Simchosa, because the Pshat is that anyone who is Misabel on Yerushalayim, they connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tisha B'Av is not a time, the 9 days that we have to get over and finish off and get on with the summer holidays. So, phew, that's over. The idea of Tisha B'Av is that we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tisha B'Av is a time to come closer to what we're really all about, to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to feel a sense of closeness and yearning to come closer, to have the Beis HaMikdash. May we be zoicha in this course of mitzvahs, that certainly that we shouldn't have to go through Tisha B'Av this year, but that if we do have to go through it, that through Tisha B'Av we should be zoicha to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we come one stage closer to the Gula, b'mheiro b'yomeinu.